Saanich Council has voted in favor of rezoning a Queenswood Drive property in Cadboro Bay so it can be split into three residential lots. One of the lots at 2345 Queenswood Drive will be one-third of an acre and two are about a quarter of an acre each. The project, which also involves removing a 1949 house from the site, stalled in late April when the rezoning vote ended in a tie, but was resurrected when Mayor Dean Murdoch asked council to vote again when all councillors would be present. Count. Teal Phelps Bondaroff was on approved leave for the first vote. Under the community charter, the mayor can initiate a reconsideration within 30 days following the meeting where the vote was held. Murdoch started the process May 8. On Monday, Phelps Bondaroff cast his vote in favor of moving the project toward adoption. I was really pleased to see the applicant engaging the community and making an effort to reduce the impact of the project. This is evidenced by the small number of trees being removed and their appreciation for the community, he said. The project will require the developer, Coors Development Services, to provide stormwater management and would allow the removal of two boulevard and three non-bylaw protected trees. Phelps Bondaroff also noted the project is consistent with the local area plan and official community plan. Those were the same conclusions drawn by a number of his council colleagues after the public hearing in April. Councillors in favor of the project noted subdivision plans addressed neighbors' concerns, and the lot sizes were appropriate for the neighborhood. Following that April public hearing, councillors Susan Bryce, Judy Brownoff, Natalie Chambers and Mina Westhaver voted against approving the rezoning application, echoing concerns of some neighborhood residents who had suggested the three-lot project was not appropriate and that two lots would have been preferable. There were also concerns raised about the development not fitting the character of the neighborhood. Bryce, Brownoff and Chambers voted against the rezoning Monday night. The driveways from two of the lots would use an existing driveway onto Queenswood Drive and the third would be established onto Annaburn Crescent. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.